you believe in click it or tick it?
Saying click it or ticket is not the podcast I'd like to hear from you. This is Nick Schaefer coming at you pre-recorded, not live whatsoever.
Oh, this is Glenn Marshall. I still have most of the skin left. I haven't picked it all off. Let's not talk about that.
No. Theater of the mind. Theater of mind. This is not a visually based medium. But we have lost Pete to illness. He died of dysentery.
He picked all his skin off.
But we do have a better, younger... Well, not younger, but more efficient version of Pete here. We have Ensign Dan, and I'll leave the last name out. So if you recall from
I thought Ensign was his first name.
Hey-o.
Ryan, where's the no drum, no hi-hat?
Rim shot.
That's so gay for you, dude.
Well, that's even better. that's not allowed
Dan,
when you're an Ensign.
Dan is an old friend of mine. If you'll recall, we had a Marine on the show about 60 episodes ago.
Yeah, we did.
That's weird to think about, 60 episodes ago. But here we have Dan. You want to let him hear your beautiful voice?
Hello.
Wow.
So Dan has
like
just
it.
Completed, you did Officer Candidacy School?
Correct.
Which is like basic training plus officer school?
Correct, yeah, with the U.S. Navy.
And and you're coming back from a 3-week extra training session.
This is correct.
What sort of extra training did you get?
Training to be a surface warfare officer.
Mm.
Yeah. So I've been asking him questions all day, so we're going to ask him repeat questions on the air, but I think
not
our
a problem.
What does surface warfare entail?
It entails driving and fighting ships.
Above ground. Or on the water.
Well, yeah, if you're on ground,
you
have gone astray.
Submarines don't count in this.
That's correct, yeah. Surface means surface ships.
Are you allowed to communicate with them?
With subs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you don't hit them.
Yeah. Or they don't hit you, you know?
Both.
I wanted to kind of start.
Oh, wait, what was that new destroyer the Navy just got that's like really dope?
There's
it's like
he's
really
on,
expensive.
Dan is on one of the new ones.
Yeah.
There's two new types of ship, the littoral combat ship.
Nice.
Yeah, yes. they're pretty sweet. They
lots
are
of
pretty
like
amazing.
Sweet rocket launcher shit so you can never get hit by missiles and the like.
They go very fast.
Oh, yeah. He showed me video of it. It shoots literally a cloud of bullets that it like it spits up a wall at whatever missile would. What was the rate of fire you said?
It shoots between 3,000 and 4,500 rounds a minute.
So it's like a Vulcan cannon, but in a bunch of directions?
It is.
Wow.
I
told you Glenn would be prepped for this question.
Now, okay, this is another question. FLAC technology, has that changed? Do you guys, are you involved in that at all? You just shoot missiles at shit.
FLAC?
Yeah. Is FLAC still around?
FLAC is around.
Yeah?
Is that basically what?
You will, you can explode a missile in front of what you actually want it to hit so that you can put out a cloud of flak. And essentially, if you have an incoming missile, really, you don't have to destroy the missile. You just have to make sure it doesn't hit you. The best way to do that is to
send up some
knock
flak.
It into the water.
Yeah. You can't win.
General Orimov is coming
I'm
in here.
I'm not very good at science or physics.
So, but that's basically the... the deep impact principle from the film Deep Impact with Morgan Freeman. You have a comet coming at the planet,
and then you take a wrench to the moon or the asteroid lander.
Yeah,
because you're a roughneck who worked on an oil derrick.
Now hold on, that's Armageddon.
Now you need to. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait.
But
that was Bruce Willis.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Don't close my eyes.
It is Emerald just eyes. Like that.
Don't
then they strap me to a chair and just shoot me off.
Billy Bob Thornton, did he go kind of crazy on a moon machine gun?
I haven't met him yet.
Oh, yeah, that's later.
He hasn't been promoted to the Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
It goes what? It goes Ensign, Lieutenant,
Billy Bob Thornton.
Admiral.
Yeah.
But
they're all in there.
I guess what Dan was telling me some stories earlier about what officer candidacy school was like. And you were telling me about, there are two things. I'm just going to throw a key word at you or phrase, and I'm going to let you elaborate and tell us about it.
All right, I'm ready.
And I want most of this episode to be you talking, because we ramble all the fucking
time.
Oh,
yeah. Too much.
But, ballistic. What is ballistic?
Ballistic is the volume at which you operate at Officer Candidate School, which is above screaming. Ballistic is so that the veins in your neck are popping out, your face is red, and spit is flying out of your mouth. So that is when you are properly in tune.
Nice.
So every stereotype that we can imagine about drill instructor screaming at you?
Yeah, but louder.
But, okay, if you're on a boat with the same people...
No, it's different. This is just training.
No, I know that, okay. But I was just going to say that sort of yelling be kind of annoying to work on the boat. There's nowhere to hide.
It is, however, there are loud spaces that you have to yell over.
Nice.
Slugheads.
Well, that makes sense. And number two?
Room inspections.
Mm.
Room inspections.
Oof.
Totally insane.
Yeah.
Oh,
however,
I don't like that.
Very, very important. Basically, they teach you the utmost attention to detail.
Mm.
They prescribe a way that every single item that you're issued has to be displayed, has to be folded, has to be cleaned, has to be ironed, positioned, etc.
Oh, man.
And anything that falls outside of those guidelines is
an infraction.
An infraction.
Yeah.
A hit. Oh. They call them hits.
And it
like
takes...
in Battleship.
Yeah. Wow. On the nose. You sunk my Battleship.
Woo!
So, and the consequences are severe if you get too many hits, right? I mean, you were
you fail and you have to reinspect.
Depending on what kind of ship you're on, that's how many hits it takes to sink you. But
hopefully that will never happen.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on a carrier per se, what is that, five?
Yeah, it's five hits.
Yeah,
carriers can be sunk in one.
Ooh.
Well, that's when you've passed a Navy, you're really good at the board game Battleship. But,
yeah.
But
do you guys play on the really nice one that I always saw in the commercials where the boards are back to back and there's lights going on everywhere and the kids are in the like mini admiral uniforms?
I think they have simulators.
Yeah,
for
and
that.
There's one kid who's the Americans and the other kid has like an eye patch and he has like a black and red uniform with way too many medals.
Everyone from not the USA does not have two functioning eyes. We are a nation of two-eyed people adrift in a sea of cyclopses.
It's that weird dim light, and then there's like a red hue as well.
That was a great way that they would market toys, was that they would put the toy in this awesome... Every like G.I. Joe setup, you'd be in like... You'd have like a dozen friends, and they'd all have these awesome setups, and you'd be the sand pit, and they would... You know, the terrain in which you put the game was way cooler than the game itself.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah, the enemy has to be red and black. It's
that's the way it always
is.
Well, how is he supposed to know they're a bad guy?
Yeah,
he
looks like Russia.
Do the bad guys know they're bad guys?
Other than just like
they probably think they're
replacing
the good guys.
their heads with hammers and sickles.
But they're wrong.
Yeah.
But you were telling me that for these inspections, you're talking down to the 16th of an inch.
Mm.
Yep.
And they would scream at you if there was any error and
correct and make you.
Are you allowed to have a ruler? Or you just need.
Yes, you do this.
Okay.
You don't.
I was gonna say
it.
You're like eyeballing it, but then they're like, "You little shit machine!" Like yelling at you for that. It's like, look, man, I did the best I could.
Yeah,
all right.
My spatial recognition,
intelligence, not as good as the next guy.
Yeah, no, you have
know?
A ruler.
You have some off days.
You have a ruler, but during
this whole
afternoon,
the lighting was different. I'm sorry.
During this whole process, you are ballistically answering their questions the whole time while exercising.
Oh, man.
So you're doing jumping jacks or whatever.
Jumping jacks, push-ups, lunges, lifting your rifle over your head.
Up-down consists of standing up, then dropping down, measuring like your footlocker in proportion to your canteen, and then hopping back up. That's what I imagine it's like.
And you said, and he showed me a video. This was the very first second, as soon as you've like finished being signed up and admitted, and they put you in a staircase, and they're saying, all right, well, welcome to
OCS.
And what happens next?
Then they kick in the doors and start screaming at you.
Woo!
And there's about five staff for each candidate, and they're trying to get you to tie your shoelaces properly.
Hmm.
Oh, my God.
Now, did you have this problem that I would only have?
Sounds like hell.
Where, like, someone's yelling at you, and, like, it's like, well, God, that guy's kind of scary, but dear God, that's funny. Like, have you ever had that problem where, like, he's, like really yelling at you and just like, oh, no.
Or he swears
he's
really
like,
straight.
He's like, you think so much funny, Baggett? And it's just like, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Oh.
Yeah, did they ever crack you up with their swearing?
Yeah,
did they ever,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, that must be.
They would say some funny things.
Did they ever, yeah. You know, like they'd stretch your asshole around your rifle or whatever it is and, you know.
No. No, they don't say those things. They keep it appropriate.
Oh, okay.
They can't like threaten to spit roast you and stuff like that.
I think the sexual based.
Because I was gonna say, oh, it's sexual based.
That's
it's,
probably not. But
it's
I mean,
the Navy. Nick.
I feel like there's a lot
well,
of.
They threaten to gouge my eyes out a few
okay.
times with my spoon at dinner,
or with their.
Yeah, the eating was a drill too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, eating. Yeah, there's basically
you gotta
a big
eat quick.
You have 20 minutes yeah. to eat. You eat left-handed with a spoon. In 8 distinct steps, and that's after a whole sequence of commands.
And how tall were you in proportion to the rest of your guys?
How tall was
yeah,
I?
Because usually do you line up the shortest guy first?
No.
No, they don't do that anymore?
Not for
officers?
Not for eating.
My dad did that when he was in the Navy. He was the
oh,
shortest guy. So he
your
got
dad
to
was
eat.
In the Navy?
Yeah, he got to eat first. And it was sweet. Yeah, because then you're just like, oh, shit. Like, eat as fast as possible.
Oh, yeah, no, we lined up. In our platoon formation for rifle drill.
And you also, you said you did push-ups in the snow.
We did.
Which is excellent.
That's pretty yes. badass. Did they make you then jump into a hot tub and then jump back out into the snow?
No.
Because that would probably be a pretty dangerous
that probably
drill.
That'd probably feel pretty good, though.
No, if your skin feels like it's in a microwave, it's horrible. Don't do that. I don't know why when I was a kid that seemed like a really fun idea. We'd be like, it's like, yeah, they have an outdoor hot tub, which just means we're going to take snow and fucking put it in the hot tub and then get out of the hot tub and roll around in a snowbank or have contests to see how long you can stay in the snow after.
That's the thing. Fortunately, kids' idiocy is confined by the scope of their stupidity. So while they were trying to impress each other by like brutalizing, you know, you're trying to impress each other by brutalizing yourselves, but the best you can think of is like, oh, I'll get in the cold thing and I'll get in the hot thing. Like you weren't, you know, you didn't take it to the level of like Germany on the internet where it's like, I'm going to pound a nail through my dick. I bet you can't do this. You know, it didn't get to that phase because that doesn't enter in the consciousness of a kid that
yeah,
age.
Yeah, I left my genitals alone for the most part.
For the most part.
On weekdays anyway.
Yeah.
But and you were, I thought this was pretty cool.
I did discover Spanish television quite young.
Those girls are
actually,
incredible.
Actually, my penis did.
Those girls are incredible.
They're pretty amazing.
And you speak Spanish, so you know what they're saying.
See.
Because you went to an undergraduate institution.
I did.
And you studied Spanish.
Yes.
And you studied abroad. Oh, and they did the background check on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that
it's
was pretty
intense.
Incredible. Could you go through that again?
They essentially do a background check to make sure that you will not elicit confidential, secret, top secret information to foreign sources. So it involves everything from your whereabouts every day during the past so many years, to employers, to your daily habits, to neighbors on your block where you live, to
and they went
credit
all the
checks, to everything.
They hit your second grade teacher, didn't they?
They did.
What if she said that kid's a squealer? I always remember he was a squealer. Tattle All the Time was his name.
Yeah, I mean,
like what? Like
someone vandalized the coat room. I hung him up by his ankles and beat him out of the head, and he told me whatever I wanted.
I waterboarded a little bastard, and that's before they called it waterboarding. But like, how much sway does your second grade teacher? She's like a real
because you were able to get.
What if she had you pre-menopause, and then they interview her post-menopause, and she's a total coos now, and it's just it's brutal. She's miserable. They'd bust her down to kindergarten.
Bust her down. What if that's a promotion in elementary school?
I don't think it would be, unless you like drawing letters in salt and blocks. If you like those things, it's great. Actually, and I'm a big fan of nap time.
I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, you're talking me into this, dude. I'm going to drop this law school shit. I'm going into kindergarten teaching.
You can probably start your teaching shit while you're in law school.
I actually realized that while teaching was, I don't want
to
say it's the last thing I wanted to do, but I realized that as through the course of my life, I'd actually built myself an incredible, like a masterful teaching resume.
Hmm.
I had managed to do that with the extra. I've been working with kids and teaching them since I was like 11 through like theater programs and stuff and the, you know, and that sort of thing. So I sound like a teacher now, don't I? Very eloquent.
Teacher. Yes.
Elementary school. Dan was a. You also told me, I asked you why you picked there are a couple things that were interesting that came up to me through this. I asked him why he picked the branch that he did and what the rivalries are. And you first said Army-Navy has the big rivalry. And you
they
made
do.
A, you made a fist colliding gesture.
Yes, we do.
And then you then before Air Force, he went to Coast Guard. He said Coast Guard trumps Air Force.
Okay, yeah, because they're taking up your seas. Yeah, you know?
Coast Guard?
Yeah.
They're crowding up your ocean.
Coast Guard has a hard job. They do it well.
Yeah, I know, but the ocean isn't big enough for the both
guys,
of you type
those
thing.
Guys are hardcore?
They are hardcore. Yeah. They are hardcore. They don't do deep water. That's just us.
Okay, so yeah, but
we're
they,
on the open
so
seas.
As long as they stay coastal, you have no beef.
They're more disaster response yeah, thing. Right.
But are they like really good at volleyball and that pisses you guys
they
off?
They are. They're it's we can't get it by them.
You hate them, but they're just so good.
Yeah.
Love to hate them.
Well, hold on, right? They may be good at volleyball, but they can't possibly have incredibly toned bodies, do they?
I would
Well,
I think our whole armed forces is pretty shredded. It's pretty hard to, like, you see World War II, like, Band of Brothers, there's, like, a couple fat dudes in there.
Well, because they just got literally hauled off of their farm.
And it's like, they volunteered. It's like, yeah, I'll go. It's like, I didn't know there was all this working out involved.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Army, you shoot a gun at people? I mean, I shoot guns at, like, birds all the time on my farm.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And then there's...
Direct translation
now
of my
they
skills.
Just run
Air
you.
Force.
Yeah, Air Force.
Cheer Force.
Do you want to...
Yeah, flying a desk, baby. Woo!
Do you want to call them out on the carpet right now on the air?
Air
for
Force?
All of our listeners? Yeah. Why? Tell us why fuck Air Force.
Who do you think has more skill?
And by the way, you can swear as much as you fucking like on this show.
I respect the Air Force as a branch of the military for what they do. Which is very little.
Which is like like saying someone playing Halo basically does their job, only it's like much less fun for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like that, yeah.
I think they should let like kids fly like the Predator and stuff. They'd probably be ill at it.
Because you said the Navy actually
they have
has the biggest
exponential
Air Force
years of, oh, yeah.
The Navy is... The United States Navy is the largest air power in the world.
It's bitching.
More so than the United States Air Force, which is...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is a bunch of pussies and fags, if I may say so myself.
Yeah. I don't think Dan's gonna call you out on that. I mean, he may not concur, but he will not object.
You'd have to get out from behind that desk to get at me anyway. So that's fine.
That sounds pretty tiring. I don't know if I'm interested in getting.
And their eyes aren't adjusted from like the dim lighting behind the computer screen. You know, they'd come out. Yeah.
Do they have the rat?
I'd make a point to take it outside.
Be very
you know,
flustered.
For the sake of their eyes.
Very well, that's flustered. Just that's just a smart play.
Yeah. Man, animals, I'm operating machinery.
Battlefield Earth. That's
Would
what
you
we're
like
talking
to know
about.
More?
Yes.
Yes. About.
Hit us with another Battlefield Earth drop.
Come on, right?
I know you've
what
got
do you think a man animal would like to eat?
The back of John Travolta's weird head. It looked delicious in that movie.
But you were saying that the reason you picked the Navy specifically was that they had a different focus and tone than all the others.
The way I view the Navy is to be more preventative than reactive. We don't wait for something to go wrong or for us to get shot at. For us to go in and shoot back, we project in a forward manner, is what it's called, forward presence. Basically, we maintain a presence so that nothing bad happens.
Mm. Yeah, so it's...
That seems like a better mentality to me as somebody joining the armed forces than going and walking around and getting shot at than shooting back.
Yeah. You can't win.
And you're only allowed to shoot back like if you can see the person who's shooting at you in some instances.
And you did some cool drills with that too. I mean, you did. Speaking of, I mean, so the Somali pirate thing is, you know, through South Park.
Oh, yeah. How do you...
The image of it is hysterical, but that's probably one of the most common things that you'll have to deal with, right?
Pirates, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you've gone through drills with this, right? I mean...
We have. We've learned a bit about them.
So you have to,
about
like,
the piracy.
Do you do it from beginning to end? Like, do you have to hang them at the end?
No.
He said that's what the Coast Guard's for.
That's out of our jurisdiction.
You leave that for the Coast Guard. The gallows, the SS gallows, the Coast Guard ship.
They have one boat with, like, they have the one noose possessed by the military, and it goes from place to place.
It looks like one of those weird fishing trawlers that has the arm hanging off the back, only it's a gallows.
But you were, I mean,
it's nice.
And there's all
it's
kinds
quaint.
Of, and for all that, this is a very...
You can water ski on it after.
Professional and important thing. Is there an element to, and you were saying there's an element to it where it is a whole bunch of guys out in the middle of the water shooting a bunch of guns, right? I mean.
Yes.
That's cute. God, are these guns big, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Woo. Can you drop some of the really cool technology you were telling me about?
The really cool technology.
There was the fact that, you know, the nuclear powered stuff, how your gas tank stays full, the 15-mile gun. I mean, where to begin?
Yeah, you can shoot something 15 nautical miles away, down to the square foot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And what? How can you possibly target something like that? I mean,
what if the seas be a choppy? Sorry to speak in your language, but
now I understand what you're saying.
Yar.
A yar. Yeah, it is very precise technology. It very, is. Very precise.
What do you think about the loss of our beloved Tomcat?
Of the Tomcat?
Yeah.
Everything gets replaced.
This baby's adorable.
Wait.
Big Bird. F-14 Tomcat. Yep. You ever see Top Gun?
Oh, okay.
To Interceptor was badass.
How perfect. Yeah.
Everything gets replaced.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Hornet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hornet's Diesel.
Is that the new?
Versatile.
The Super Hornet.
Yeah. All right. So, interceptor-wise, it can basically just do the same shit.
Same exact thing. It has more plug-and-play options. It can do a lot more.
How many bogeys can it technically intercept?
How many bogeys?
Yeah.
Do you use that term?
Now's not the time for dick measuring.
This is exactly that time. We're measuring dicks.
Time. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of bogeys.
So you can, dude. And you were saying you can fire like 20 tomahawks at once. Is that correct?
The ship.
Not you, Dan. You know, you don't fire the missiles out of your ears, but.
Correct.
The boat.
Yes, you can fire. Ship. You can fire a lot of toys at once. It's called putting warheads on foreheads.
Yeah.
We inject our special resin.
How much resin do you have on the ship? No, like capacity wise for missiles.
Right.
Yeah, you can shoot 40 once, but how many do you have stored away? You know.
Yeah, space is probably a priority on the ship.
Space.
Yeah.
They load 3 to 4 deep, so we can. How's about 150?
And a circumstance where you'd actually need to have... I mean, I'm sure it's sort of they plan for three times as much as they
could conceive
of. You ever
played that game Beachhead 2000? That's a circumstance I could see where you'd need all those missiles. It's a lot of troop transports landing on the beach.
Got Buddy,
this is your fucking wake-up call, man.
Around, you know?
Point Break. It's the point of breaking. So, I mean... Is everything has been planned for, analyzed a million times for flaws, and you know you're supplied four times as much as you need. Is that the idea?
For the most part, however, the reason that we go through strategic training is that whenever something comes up that's not in the rule book, you have to know how to think critically and
like
properly respond.
Like a hunt for the red October situation.
You call them black swans, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, have you ever seen Black Swan?
No.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
No, I picked it up on my sonar. I blew it away before it got close.
I read the book The Ugly Duckling, and that turned out to be a swan.
I read the trumpet of the swan.
Yeah, that bird mutilated its own foot so it could play trumpet better and then swim at the same time.
Yeah, it was like The Prestige. It had it had its wife, like, nail
hands
off.
Yeah, it had a twin, and they'd perform magic together in the water with trumpets. It was crazy. I remember that movie. I had another question.
There's just so many.
This is all ordnance related. I'm sorry. Like, I know, like, for planes, two questions, actually. One, this is a quick yes or no. Does China have any, like, aircraft carriers?
Yes.
They have, like, some shitty ones? You know, like, who the fuck would sell them an aircraft carrier?
They would have to make it themselves, right? And they have to make it based on what they had gleaned of ours.
Yeah.
From...
And how good would that thing be?
Yeah. Well, you know they're coming because it has the big Made in China stamp on the side of it.
and
it's all assembled from parts that come in those little eggs you get in those, like, quarter, like, turn things. Yeah.
Yeah, next
it's
to
a
the
gumballs.
Yeah.
It's a lot of eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
And the nerds.
Every once
in
a while, there's a tattoo in there.
But
and you have to put it on because you paid for it.
I mean, an aircraft carrier is its own crazy
thing.
That's a thing.
City.
I mean, you could ramble about that for ages, right? I mean, just the concept
of it. They got a lot going on in an aircraft carrier.
You said it could weather a hurricane?
Sure.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just close the windows and...
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Nick, it's called battening down the hatches.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
That's why.
Don't look at me.
Listen, radio listeners, I turned my gaze from Glenn when he said that over to Dan and said, is that what it's called?
It would be called increasing your material condition of readiness.
They don't have a
material being the hatches,
which means shut the fucking doors.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't let
the water in.
Exactly.
A fancy acronym.
We're
for
on
that.
A boat, god damn it.
But luckily for us, we have. They're called METOC guys. They're meteorology and oceanographic officers, and they pretty much are our weathermen. So they
stand in front of a green screen and just kind of point around.
They do, and we're like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
At any point, if they ever
guys said, are always wrong.
At any point, if they ever said Tharby sea monsters.
Yeah, like around. You know, they always have the
release.
The,
do you guys ever release the Kraken?
No,
the United States government, honestly, you know, we don't have your last name here. Do you guys have a Kraken?
Seriously.
That'll be my first command.
I played Red Alert 2.
When,
I know you
when
guys
the
have
first
squids,
time,
man.
The first time I get to drive the ship on my own, I'll just grab the 1MC, which is, you know, like the PA system on the ship. Release the Kraken. It'd be great.
Could you get court-martialed?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Well, they could throw me overboard.
Inappropriate releasing.
This is
Kraken.
Your captain speaking. Release the Kraken. Like, incredible.
Dude, if I were, even if I had gone through all of the steps and all of the vetting that would have to thin you out to get to a position where you could do this, right. I would totally just get
and
on the thing
and
say,
when you receive
giggle.
A command on the ship, you repeat the command back. So what you would hear is, release the Kraken, aye, sir.
Yeah. And then there's the guy whose job it is to fucking release the Kraken. And he's like,
guy? Singular?
Yeah, or whatever. And well, there's like the guy who's in charge of that. He's like, beginning Kraken release procedure.
Initiate. You know,
aye, sir.
No,
it would be
the Kraken release procedure. They go by acronym. It'd be KRP.
Yeah,
so like initiating the crab.
Well, no.
Initiating crab.
It would be the Kraken agitating procedure. They need to like make it super pissed and then let it out.
It's true.
Now, is there any truth to the Red Alert 2 assumption that giant squids play a pivotal role in naval goings-on?
Classified.
Right.
They have dolphins, though.
There actually is amazing technology with
who's,
dolphins.
Whose dolphins are better, the Coast Guard or the Navy?
I don't think the Coast Guard has dolphins.
Ooh, so
yet.
That's the Navy, then.
That's classified.
Navy
the Navy. Yeah. But you guys have, what, they're bomb diffusers or something?
Yeah, they can swim deeper than a diver. And
then use their sonar to disarm the bomb.
Yeah, they use... No, but they can... They use their...
I played Echo, dude. Don't
they train
know
them,
me.
They train them with the signals that metals give off.
Oh.
And they can take a remote detonator in their mouth and hook it onto your standard... You know, your mines have different sort of metallic shapes that most of them are, and they can hook it on there, and then you can detonate the underwater mine remotely.
Is that
Which
a whole
insane.
Another Navy
That's
business
insane.
Of just like...
Yeah, or if there's something under the sea that you don't know what it is and you want to track, but it's like 300 feet deep and you're on, let's say, a destroyer like I am, and you don't have an underwater, you know, unmanned submarine to go down there, but they can bring in a dolphin
so
and
you send
go
out Flipper,
so
but
and,
I imagine
and go
you've
put
gone
a beacon
a
on it and you'll be able to and you'll be able to pretty much have, you know, a locator on it and come back to it.
That's completely awesome. And the Navy, yeah. it
dolphins
seems to
sweet.
It seems to me that Navy is the most of the branches from what what's been described to me is that they cover sort of the most ground in terms of you've got
in terms of, you know,
you
open
have the,
water.
Well, yes, in terms of that too. Open water is my favorite movie, but
cover a lot of ground, you know, mainly the
no,
ocean.
They don't cover a lot of ground. It's a lot of, but in terms of the fact that you have the Marines, you have the straight up Navy, you have the air component to it, and then you have the SEALs as well. And,
right.
And you were saying you know a few SEALs.
I do know a few SEALs.
And they're nuts. I mean, not like you sit down to dinner.
Are
they
like the guys in
you,
prison when there's like, wow, those are just your general prisoners? And then there's like the guy who is like so huge and ripped looking. He's like a bunch of scars.
There's Bebo in the corner.
Yeah, he's sitting there and he has like
a pile of
lunch trays that like everyone else just like.
They're
you know?
Yeah, stole their lunch.
Yeah.
No,
well, I assume everything in a prison happens in the cafeteria. That's,
yeah, they're.
I don't know if there's anything else to do besides hanging out in
the
yard
seal,
and lifting weights.
The SEALs are in very good shape, but mainly they're just mentally very focused.
Yeah.
Is that,
now,
what
okay,
is? Is that just like a singular purpose? Is that what makes them special?
Sure. Well, no, they're versatile. They're incredibly well trained in an amazing amount of stuff. They know what their mission is, and it will get done.
All right. If I was to sit across from them at a let's say a kitchenette, and I were to kind of brush a piece, like a cup of coffee off the table. Could they catch it before it hit the ground if they like were kind of zoning out?
Probably.
Yeah.
And they,
that's what I want.
So
protecting
the, it will
me. Definitely. That's it, the test.
The it will get done. Is that just part of their psychology? Just sort of.
Yeah. There's no options. It'll get done.
Nice.
And however they got to do it, yep. They will do it.
I hope every single one of them has that mentality where it's like, come on, we got to get out of here. It's like, no, I've already taken like a very terrible wound. It's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to take down a bunch of those bastards before they take me. Like, yeah.
Hopefully that won't happen
too
much.
I picture it's like a whole group of those type of dudes.
So you were saying that they're sort of, they can be placed remotely by submarine pretty much anywhere.
It's the hockey team from hell.
Yeah.
And how long can they like survive without like contact or support?
I have no idea.
Probably like indefinitely.
Seals forever.
They watch. They make them. They trap them in a room and make them watch a lot of Survivor Man.
No, I mean if you like dropped them off and you're like, all right, and you're like in the jungle, just kind of like fuck shit up from here, guerrilla warfare style. But like we can't really get to you, you know.
They start setting up farms.
Just like start causing problems here. Yeah. Well,
is that
yeah.
plausible? I mean, in a warfare. I mean, I guess you would have a.
Would
much
you ever
more
just like release
task,
them like the Kraken? You know.
It is kind of like
the Kraken has only been released twice, once at Hiroshima and once at Nagasaki.
I was
going to
say once in Clash of the Titans and then once in the recent...
Clash of the Titans.
And once in the remake of Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, no, the seals
which
are pretty
amazing. Twice. Yeah.
Seals are amazing.
Yeah, I like that move where they're in like the dinghy thing and then they kind of like hop out of the ship backwards and just kind of like backflop into the water.
Yep.
Well, they're going really fast. It's badass.
Have you
ever done that?
Did you do any?
No, I have not done that.
Woo.
Does being a strong swimmer actually apply to being in the Navy? Can you be in the Navy and not know how to swim?
No.
Really?
Yes.
So there's no.
They like throwing
in the
a pool.
Zing, 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 zing.
Racism times here. I'm quickly gonna take it.
You have to be you have to pass swim qualifications in order to go on a ship, and they have more to do with survival, like treading water. Than distance swimming, because if you can swim, you know, 10 miles in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, you're still in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Yeah.
But if you can survive for 5 or 6 hours, then you'll be good to go.
Do you guys have anti-shark attraction maneuvers? I mean, because
like
you've heard of
Batman spray?
No, but well, yes.
Or are you guys like friends with the sharks?
But you've
like
you
the
know
squid and the Kraken.
Was it the USS Indianapolis or whatever
SS,
it was?
SS Tiburon.
Right.
It's
no,
shark
hopefully Spanish. You're just not in bad water.
Is that really just
just
good luck?
Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, I think the idea is that these boats
are
hard to sink.
Every shipwreck in history, there's always like, oh, the sharks, they like ate the fucking shit out of everyone. Like, it was horrible. Like, when they asked the survivors, there was a bunch of like art pieces in the 1800s of just like shipwrecks and like sharks like mauling people.
Oh yeah, because the ocean was just this enormous, and it still is. It's pretty shocking how much of a mystery it is still.
Well, there
too.
Are those sharks that still hang out where like the slave ships used to come over from Africa
because that's what they were used
to. Yeah, this is like right before they got to the Indies. It'd be like, well, this is where they usually dump the dead before they get there, and the sharks would just hang out
and
there.
They still do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah, yeah.
It's just been trained into them. I mean, you know, I read in The Heart of the Sea, which is one of the best books I've ever read. It was about this whaling ship from Nantucket, and it was, you know, probably the boat was probably like 120 feet, and your ship
so long you could suck it
500 something
509
did there so
this is this boat they would go from Nantucket, and this is in the 18th century. They went all the way to the Pacific Ocean. From there, and that's just like to begin with.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And then
or it sounds like it sucks.
If they found a whale, they would send out people in smaller boats, like little rowboats, out to get them and like harpoon them and like ride them until they were tired, and then you know just wait for them to die.
Yep.
And they found it was an 85-foot bull whale that thought the ship was a rival whale and rammed it. So they were all out on the little boats to try to corral another whale. This whale sinks their fucking ship in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
That's what they get for trying to sink a whale.
So these are a bunch of Japanese folks.
Turnabout is fair play. From Nantucket, yes, in the 18th century. A lot of Japanese in Nantucket in the 18th century. And they they had to get back on these
this is a really roundabout
30-foot boats.
Why would
all
they
the way
go
back
to Nantucket?
There
and
were
then back
survivors.
To the
there were survivors.
They're already in the Pacific
about
Ocean.
A dozen,
wow.
Or five or six survivors from there.
Damn.
In the middle of fucking.
Well, that's why you got to be a good swimmer.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't even know where I was going with that.
You know, we try not to blow up the whales, but we can actually
nuke them.
Yeah. You can actually hit a whale with your ship if you're not careful.
Really?
Again, that can do damage.
Dolphins and tuna will swim their schools next to the bow of the ship, like in the movies where they jump next to the ship. The whales are pretty stupid. They'll just pop up to surface and breathe directly in front of your ship at full steam ahead, and you get.
But you said you can stop your ship incredibly quickly.
Yes, however, it's better to just
kill the whale.
Turn.
Yeah.
Better to just turn
into the whale. for the, I mean,
hey, it's like the Titanic.
If
they hit that iceberg
for
full
a week,
speed,
right?
Kill shot.
You guys lash that baby up to the side of the ship. First, you extract the oil from its head,
of course,
and then the blubber for candle wax. I think,
yeah,
cooking,
very important
cooking
to the Navy.
As well. There's a lot of machinery that can be used to get grease with that.
If it's a narwhal, you take the horn, you use that as a harpoon. That goes in the 15-mile gun. You fire
the
whale horn.
The captain will be confiscating that. He needs a cane, a really diesel cane.
And then
most of the meat just goes to waste, right? Because the sharks, you know, the old man in the sea. Yeah,
you probably.
If he caught
a
whale.
I haven't had a whale encounter yet.
Mm.
But so do
dude,
they,
if you
do
drill
they
a whale,
up, does a
I
whale
see
come
pictures?
Up on,
like if you oh.
Does a whale come up on radar, and could it damage a ship?
It'd be
yeah,
like a
whale
very
would come
small
up on radar.
Exxon Valdez.
Could a whale sink one of your ships?
No.
What if it, ate your propeller?
That wouldn't sink it.
The propeller would probably eat the whale.
All right.
And you're in and if a whale did decide it wanted to try to fuck up the ship and did some damage, you would be in charge of fixing it.
I would.
Fixing the whale.
So you clone immediately.
We're not talking like mafia terms, like fix the whale. You know, I mean, you're in charge of. You're going to be the officer in charge of repairs, right? I mean,
that's correct.
You have a team
we'll
of
in charge of.
How many horsepower
stuff.
Are you thumping out there?
100,000.
Woo!
Yeah. I like that he knows off the top of his head.
Can I have that on four wheels, please?
Yeah, no problem. I'll see what I can.
All
do.
All right, good.
He's got a team.
Yeah. I got right. people for that.
How much of that is I know you, and you alluded to this earlier, but and especially specifically to your task. I mean, you were saying that there is the training, there is the sort of human calculator automatic response thing that you've been trained to do.
Right.
How much of it is human, like the power of a leader's personality beyond? I mean, because obviously a lot of the time they're going down a checklist, they're going through a protocol, and a lot of time they aren't even making a decision. It's just this is what the book says to do.
A tremendous amount.
Really? And like a charismatic leader will...
Of course. I mean, basically your job is to take care of your people. Mm. They'll get their jobs done, but if you don't take care of them...
So you, as you're in charge of 15 to 20 people...
Correct.
And... How much are you going to interface with them personally? I mean, how much of your job
all
is
all the time?
That's
all the time.
No, are these mainly the rowers? And do you whip them?
Galley slaves. No, these are the guys who pound the drums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got the drummers.
And so is it for you, the job is incumbent upon you not just to make sure they're doing the jobs, but to, I don't know, guess keep morale? I don't, what exactly is?
Sure, you keep morale up. You help people with whatever they want to do.
Play the lute. Yeah, you can always do that.
It's a tough thing because you really have to take care of the guy next to you because he is essentially in charge of your life. So, you know, it's worth it to take care of your buddy.
And how much leeway is there? I know, obviously, to a certain extent, if someone cannot function and cannot do their job, they have to be removed because, you know, there isn't a whole lot of wiggle room.
Right,
but if someone is having personal problems, if someone is having, I don't know, even just a bad day or a bad week or something, like how much can you do about that? Can you give a guy say like, hey, you know, something's wrong, take a shift off or something? Can you do that?
There's room to be reasonable, and it's a case by case basis. It's not like you have a bad day and you get kicked out. Mm. Everybody has bad days. But we try and keep it
professional.
And you
can't get kicked out.
But, yeah, the mission comes first.
Oh, this is kind of a weird observation, but, like, in every Army movie we've ever seen where it's, like, the new recruits, they're, like, under fire for the first time, And there's that one dude, like, in his foxhole, like, clutching his rifle, shaking, you know? You know, like,
and then the grizzled officer is like,
yells at him, like, yeah, can you get up now? Like, that whole thing. In the Navy, you never really have to deal with that.
Sure you do.
But it'd be a different kind of thing. It's like, oh, shit, like, something's going on.
What would be an analogy to
that? Yeah, they'd be like, oh,
like, the ship is on fire.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Which you said happens a lot even in a non-combat situation.
Well, hopefully not too much, but when you're dealing, like, you're in an enclosed space and you're cooking. There can be fires in the galley, which can spread really quickly. You're dealing with metals, with flammable liquids. You're dealing with all this stuff around a lot of electricity. And basically what you're grounded to is a piece of metal
which
in a lot of water.
Yes.
So it's very easy for stuff to go up in flames if not properly tended to. And then if somebody's scared to fight the fire, but, you know, something is... You know,
this is when you bring in the whip.
Relying upon them, then yeah, you gotta get down to business.
This is why they do the ballistic thing, is to train you to be able to respond even in and focus even in a crazy situation.
Exactly.
That's the entire point of that.
Now, exactly. I imagine,
because otherwise they just wouldn't do it.
I would imagine Navy firemen get more tail than regular firemen.
Probably.
Regular firemen get a lot of ass.
Oh man, yeah, you're a Navy fireman? That's a lot of.
I mean, Navy firemen just be like balls deep all the time.
You guys insatiable. Have desalinization too, and you have. Mm-hmm. Where do you get your power from? Is the power all from the fuel?
Power. We have both diesel and electrical generators.
And you have they have desalinization on their fucking boats, ships.
It's like a little Israel.
Ships probably also on the boats too, but they. And you were saying that it's just sort of. Just force through a huge membrane, and that just does it? Just does the trick?
Yeah, it's essentially a pressurized system to squeeze the salt out of the water.
That's insane.
What do you do with all the salt after that?
You just get rid of it.
Salt to Cape Cod chips.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Give it to the horse.
But
do you have onboard hamsters?
They have 100,000 horses. Weren't you fucking listening?
Yeah, yeah.
100,000 of them. It takes a lot of space.
Yeah. Like salt.
But do horses need salt as much as hamsters or other small rodents like guinea pigs and the like?
We try not to keep vermin.
No? Yeah, what's the rat situation like? I know you're on a new ship, but woo, there's got to be a lot of rats, right?
No.
On a ye old galley like that?
No.
I thought rats and ships went together like ships and rats.
Well, you're right and you're wrong, Glenn.
No rats.
You said
not a one. Bugs?
These are guys who measure out their pins to a 16th of an inch.
Like, wow, that rat must have been at least 2 feet long. That's an. What did you get?
Have you seen The Princess Bride? It's like that.
Oh, okay.
two quick questions. One, do whales come up on sonar or radar?
They would come up on sonar.
Sonar. The other question was, you said that. Well, not question, but. Item, you said that one of the main concerns is staying alert for submarines. Those are the big threat, and that those can be really hard to
those
detect.
Those are a big threat, yeah.
They're really hard to detect, and I've been under the impression that submarines are sort of an instrument of a sovereign government, presumably of like a major nation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have, I don't think Bhutan has submarines, but you were saying that they're actually... pretty accessible, and that even nations which, to the public or in the international community, there is no hostility, or if there is, it's just sort of tension, but it is still a realistic concern that they could fire on a U.S. naval ship. I would think that a ship like that, a country would not want to risk being
what sort of
with that, but
what class of submarine would you be dealing with?
You would be dealing with any class of submarine, but essentially the most dangerous would be the gas diesel because they run quiet and they're incredibly cheap. So a country that does not have funding like the United States can still get their hands on one, and there's a technological gap. So when we're detecting for the newest submarines, the old ones can slip through the cracks. So essentially in terms of a risk, if it could happen, it will happen. So that's how you have to look at it. So you prepare for everything.
Right. I mean, if you have a... You know,
do you have a lot of depth charges?
Depth charges.
Yeah.
So if
do you guys still rock those?
Now we have torpedoes.
Torpedo. You have counter. Woo. You can just fire your own torpedoes?
That's right.
So
that's fucking awesome.
So I mean,
no more depth charges.
I guess the analogy would be.
When did they do away with the depth? Where was I? What happened? When did the depth charge go the way of the dodo?
Once the dolphins started taking them out.
Yeah.
The dodos?
The dodo dolphins.
Oh, God, did they go to war. That was a fearsome, fearsome
I mean,
battle.
I guess the analogy would be if you have, you know, you're frisking people for guns, you can't really, you don't really detect the guy with the pipe wrench who's sneaking up behind you to hit you in the back of the knee, you know? I mean,
correct.
Yeah, so there's got to be a better analogy. But yeah, that's what I've got right now,
the
listening.
The Tonya Hardings of the world.
Yeah.
You're never going to skate again.
Why? This is why we need the YYY drop.
Why,
I'm begging
why,
you for... Yeah, oh, do you have it? Oh, the Nancy Kerrigan.
You gave
Kerrigan
us that look like you had it, Ryan.
Oh,
you can't do that.
The Nancy Kerrigan YYY. Can you... what would it sound like if Taylor were hit in the back of the knee with a wrench?
Ah!
All right.
There we go. That's pretty good. Shit, I've recycled all the questions that I've been asking Dan all day for our listener.
Pot is so bad for you.
Absolutely.
It's like pot, like what? Like, what is that one?
So my fiance smokes pot.
Smokes pot.
Like pot, like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. Play that again. Please.
Like pot, like, oh my God.
Taylor has contributed far more to the show than any of us has.
I am a mental midget by comparison.
I've gotten pulled over a million times.
Well, you got pulled over by, you said, for going 47 and a 45.
I did.
By
did
a robot.
You're 45?
No.
Yeah. There was a robot there?
There's a camera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were watching Short Circuit 2 together.
Johnny 5 alive?
Number Johnny 5! Like, that movie was... Oh, Short Circuit 2 was... It was incredible.
And you,
I think they're making a new Short Circuit, by the way.
Yeah. You have a standard... And there's sort of a small arms combat element to it, too, though, right? I mean, you had to do rifle training, I imagine?
Correct. Rifle and sidearms.
And you've been issued
where are these,
both of those?
These guns
as well
all
as shotguns
on the boat? Is it like
we
in
have an
the
armory
movies? Yeah, I was going to say, there's an armory. And the
there
captain,
is an armory.
The captain has the key.
But the
but then if there's a mutiny, you have to get the key from the captain.
Yeah.
And then you there's that awesome scene where there's guys in a line and you toss each one of them a gun and they're like, yeah, fuck
and
yeah.
And then the captain captain still has like an ancient blunderbuss under his bed, which is inexplicably more effective than any other.
Yeah, and the leader of the mutiny gets the captain's gun. He's like, oh yeah, nice. This is mine now.
But we like our captains.
Yeah, I bet. You have to. He's God.
Because otherwise,
water.
Have you ever been keel hauled?
He's the skipper.
Ooh,
no.
Have you ever?
Not yet.
Oh, let's see.
That's admiral shit.
How many waves, like in the perfect storm, do you encounter? You know, where you
hopefully
and Mark,
none.
You and Mark Wahlberg have to just be like,
could,
fuck it.
Could one of those rogue waves that they talk about? Could one of those flip one of those ships?
A rogue wave? It would hit the ship pretty hard. It would not flip it.
Really?
Yeah.
There's like no force on Earth that are properly.
Now,
sure.
Is this the product of
the probability of that is very, very low.
Yeah.
You would have to not see the wave coming, maybe, then it could get you.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to see the waves coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, could turn
in
them.
The event that you didn't see and it hits you like from the side, it might be able to get you that way.
Yeah, it could get you.
Now, but if it, do you guys, would you drive into it? Would that be the plan? Like face it and go at it? Or what? How would you?
He's making a thinking face.
Yes, you would drive into the waves.
Yeah, nice.
As well as the wind.
Hmm. Now, if you had to make a decision between the two, do you just kind of go in the middle? You know?
Shit just got real.
Aim kind of towards both of them, but neither. You know?
This is getting very cryptic. I guess...
Yeah, this won't be happening.
I think we've kept.
Don't ever put me at the helm of anything.
Look at this podcast.
It's horrible.
I feel satisfied. I feel like we've kept our intrepid ensign.
Intrepid? Have you ever been to that shit? Why is there an SR-71 Blackbird on a Navy fucking ship? Explain that to me.
It's not on my ship.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Would you ever say "get off my ship" to someone before punching them into oblivion?
Well,
what if you were the president and it was Navy
get off
One
my ship,
yeah,
Chair Force One,
Chair Force One.
Yeah. Well, I'm all tapped out with questions. I don't know if you've got.
I refuse to tap.
You refuse to tap.
Reserve
the right to future tap.
I'll give you a rain check.
All right. Well, I mean, Dan, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you guys for having
me. This was fun, man.
Answering a question. I mean, I love having guests that actually have interesting lives on the show.
You're very welcome.
So much appreciated.
Yeah, all right.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of Click It or Ticket for all time.
I hope you enjoy the outro music, which will be very different from the music we came into. I promise you that.
I believe it will be Take On Me, but remixed by Jay-Z. I think that's what we're going to go with. All right, take it away, Ryan. Then you could and make things new just by saying I love you. More than words. Thank you.